I'm Joanne from everydayalignment.com, helping you to manage your energy and your story so that you can align with a life you love. So do you feel that creative writing isn't for you but would still love to journal? Well, today I'm going to talk through three ways that you can journal because we're all different, we've all got our own unique style, so let's see if one of these will suit you. And please visit everydayalignment.com to claim your free printable 30 days of gratitude journal and other bonuses. So we've recently covered off some scripting and journaling 101, but I know that, you know, some people find it harder to write than others. Now, writing for me, particularly free flow writing, comes really, really easily, okay? I just find it easy to almost pour out my energy, you know, my feelings, any descriptive words down on paper, and it's my number one thing that kind of gets me in flow about something that I desire or what I want to manifest in my life. And I also talked about, you know, how good it is to use it to merge reality. So I do that a lot, where I almost make gradual improvements to my reality now by incorporating scripting into, you know, my current reality. So I almost journal about my day and then I incorporate more and more of what I desire into that scripting so that it blends with my reality now and invites it, you know, in a nice, easy breezy way into my life. But if free flow journaling isn't your thing, I just wanted to give you a few different ideas of what you can do that might feel better for you if you do want to start scripting and journaling, okay? And all you need to do this is, you know, any private notepad, so somewhere that you can just keep your private thoughts. And if you want to do it on an app or on a computer, that's absolutely fine. I just love that feeling of writing something down on paper. And that's entirely up to you. So the first of the alternative methods to the free flow scripting or journaling is to do bullet point journaling. And I'm not talking about bullet journaling, which is a completely different subject and something that I'm not an expert in. I'm talking about, you know, just making a list, because you don't have to always do free flow journaling. You might just want to make a list. And, you know, some people find this so much easier. I've done it myself, actually, particularly around gratitude journaling. So if I just wanted to make 10, you know, a list of 10 things that I appreciate in my life right now, then a bulleted list is absolutely brilliant for this. It doesn't take too much creative writing, so you don't feel that same almost pressure to write something so descriptive. So it's just about writing one sentence or just a couple of words in each bullet point about things you're grateful for, or, you know, things that you want to invite into your reality right now. Another thing I love to do when I'm not in the mood for the free flow journaling or scripting is more visual journaling. Now, what I do with this is I've got one of my journals which has got totally blank pages, there's no lines on it, and I've got a set of colourful pens, but sometimes I'll just do this in a normal, you know, black ink or whatever. And it's just a way of being really visual and just bringing your desires to life. Now, I did this when we were trying to adopt our two children. I used this method because we went through a stage where we didn't know if we were able to adopt these kids, okay? So they were the ones we actually wanted, and I used visual journaling as a powerful tool to kind of invite that into my reality and to change the situation so that it was a lot easier. And, you know, I can honestly say that it was a lot easier, and I know that my journaling played a really big part in that. So visual journaling really looks like you writing powerful words on the paper, drawing love hearts around things. I often draw little clouds and then just put a few keywords or sentences in there. I might just jot down somebody's name and put a love heart around it, because that always feels really good. I might just, it's almost like, you know, if you can think of a brainstorm, so let's say you're in some sort of training session and, you know, you were jotting down ideas up on a whiteboard or similar, it's the same as that, but you're just putting it all down on paper. So you are just jotting down everything about a certain situation that makes you feel good. And, you know, be sure to include some things that are in your current reality, but also include some things that you want to bring into your reality. So, you know, when I was looking at the situation about adopting our two children, I was writing things like, you know, my amazing family, and just putting it in a bubble and just doing it in big colour. I was writing the names of our children and then putting love hearts around them. I was writing sentences like, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that, you know, they're settled and we can become a family from this point forward, you know, or they love their new bedroom that we've decorated for them and things like that. So I was just jotting down things that made me feel good about that situation, even though my outer reality looked like I might be experiencing the opposite at the time. And the third method that I've got, another one that's really easy, and I got this idea from an Abraham video. I call it contemplation journaling, but it's really where you just write down one word that describes how you want to feel. So let's say you're feeling like everything's getting a bit too serious, and the word you want to write down is fun. You can just write this either in the center of your paper or just at the top of your page. And then just start thinking, just start contemplating, what does fun mean to you? And then just start listing or brainstorming out all of the different things that that word means to you. And it can be things that you do, it can be things that you've got planned, it can be things that you just want to bring into your reality that you don't do yet. It does not matter. What it's all about is the contemplation, the energy of this contemplation is shifting your reality, okay, because it's what you are focusing on. So using that example for fun, it might actually be that you know, write down fun. Some of the things that come up might be, you know, a family gathering full of laughter and, you know, a light atmosphere. It could be a meal out with my loved one. It could be going to the cinema with the kids and eating popcorn. It could be movie night in, you know, with my feet up, having a laugh with my close family. It could be, I don't know, going down the beach and, you know, having a real laugh down there. It could be going swimming with my family, just splashing about in the pool and really enjoying it. It could be, you know, as much as just having a fun evening at home, making dinner and, you know, doing other things with your family. It could be absolutely anything. So just that one word just sparks off so many ideas about the things that you want to invite into your reality, whether it's immediate or whether it's in the near future, it does not matter. The whole act of making that list, that contemplation journaling list, is that it raises your vibration. It doesn't really matter what it's about, to be honest. You can write about absolutely anything. It can be, you can write down the word love, you can write down connection, you can write down career, you can write down, you know, home business, anything that you want to expand on. You can even just write the word gratitude or the word appreciation and just, you know, make your contemplation list from there. And the great thing about that is your contemplation list might just be other one word. So if you're not into the writing side of it so much, it might just feel good to write down words that are related to that first word that you come up with. So which one is the most effective? Well, it is really easy, the answer. It's the one that feels good to you, the one that feels best for you. Don't think that because I love to free flow script and journal that you need to do that too. You just do it in a way that feels good for you. And you can even just try them all out. And the one that absorbs you the most, the one that you find yourself totally immersed in, the one where you feel good doing it, you really get into the feeling of what you're writing and you also start to feel the shift in your energy, that is the one that, you know, is probably your go-to journaling or scripting method over the others. But what I will say is a mixture of this is great. Sometimes I feel like doing free flow journaling, other days I just want to jot down, you know, something like words, sentences, intentions, or other days I want to do something really visual and colourful. It does not matter. Just do what feels good for you on that day. So I hope that's helped you with a few ways, a few ideas on how you can journal if you're not so much into the free flow writing and scripting. And I'll be back with another podcast real soon. Until then, happy journaling and you take good care. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe on your favourite platform or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And remember to boost your own energy with the 30 Days of Gratitude Journal at everydayalignment.com. All links can be found in the show notes, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon. Until then, take care.